This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Mercury retrograde. We are talking about it a week early, but we figured retrogrades are something you want to prepare for in advance. But in case you missed it, last week, Aries season began, and Aries season is a very, very eventful one. So if you want to know more about that, then definitely check out last week's episode first before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Venus in Aries and the solar eclipse in Aries.
And with that being said, let's talk about Mercury retrograde. So Mercury will station retrograde in the sign of Aries on, and this is not a joke, April 1st at 6:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. And I know, happy April Fools, but not actually, not a joke. It's serious. What you need to know, Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries can bring a lot of challenges related to our assertiveness and obviously our communication. Aries is a sign that is known for being very fiery and sometimes a little bit impulsive due to its spontaneous nature. So any misunderstandings, arguments, or conflicts that might arise can come from being a little too spontaneous.
How this affects you is your communication is going to be very quick, which can cause some misunderstandings during this time. You also might find that you are rushing to do things because Aries is a very quick and energized energy. So it's really important that you are double checking information, making sure that you double check any emails or any text messages that you are sending, just to make sure that you are communicating as clearly as possible. Also, because Aries is very passionate and ambitious, it can be very tempting to start something new or say yes to every opportunity that comes your way. However, it's still important to take a step back and carefully consider your decisions before moving forward with anything new.
So why this matters? In general, Mercury retrogrades tend to be a really good time for reflection, reassessment of your life and your goals, since we have the retrograde energy pulling our focus inward. But as we have been mentioning, there is still a lot of potential for there to be misunderstandings or delays or mistakes. So just be mindful in your day-to-day life to just be patient, to be flexible, and to just be really mindful with your decision-making. However, something that is worth calling out, as Kara mentioned, while there is a lot of drive and ambition to start new projects, the retrograde energy is great for going back to finish incomplete tasks or projects that might still be lingering. So if you have that urge to start something new, but still have a lot of unfinished business to take care of, honor the retrograde energy and finish things up before you jump into something brand new.
Something you might not know is that this Mercury retrograde is going to intensify eclipse season. During eclipse season, there's typically a lot of changes and transformations going on. And with the Mercury retrograde energy happening at the same time, it really can amplify the realizations that may occur during this time. Because Mercury deals with our thinking and communication, it's very likely that new information can come to light, or you might discover something that you didn't know before. So it's really important that you are staying adaptable and open-minded during this time, as there are a lot of things changing and things can feel a little bit uncertain.
If you're wondering how long this Mercury retrograde lasts, Mercury will station direct in Aries on April 25th at 8:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between April 1st and April 25th to experience the retrograde energy.
And per usual, certain signs will be affected more than others. The signs that are most affected by this Mercury retrograde are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn placements. By placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
So there's only one real key date worth calling out, but we will still give you the dates of the rest of the Mercury retrograde schedule in case you're trying to plan ahead. But the one key date worth calling out is April 19th. Mercury retrograde will be conjunct Venus. When Mercury retrograde is conjunct Venus, there can be a lot of reflection or reassessment when it comes to all things Venus, our relationships, our communication with others in our relationships, our relationship with finances, our spending habits, and also our creative side. So you can expect around April 19th to be really introspective about your past, your values, or maybe try to look back at any conflicts you might have had with others and try to understand why they might have occurred. There can also be an element of nostalgia on April 19th, but one of the good things about this aspect is there is a lot of creative stimulation. So if you're an artist, April 19th might be a good day to be on the lookout for.
And then on April 25th, Mercury retrograde will end when it stations direct in Aries at 8:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we enter the post-shadow of the Mercury retrograde, where everything finally comes to a close, which ends on May 13th at 5:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And then lastly, on May 15th at 1:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mercury will enter Taurus, meaning that the Mercury in Aries chapter comes to an end. So that is it for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking all about Venus entering Aries as well as the solar eclipse in Aries. I know, quite the heavy week. Until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us, make sure you are following us on Instagram at BLMeTheStars. Also, subscribe to us wherever you listen. Turn on notifications so you don't miss an episode. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye!